D. Dom sub. Yes, obviously. And I am a super bratty sub, so there's that about it. But yeah, I definitely like both kind of scene dom sub. I can do like harder stuff when I know that there's a scene and it's ending. But I mean, in general, I'm kind of in a dom sub relationship that's kind of sweet and adorable. I like it. Daddy little girl. If there is definitely no age play involved and no incest, then it's okay for me. It really doesn't do anything for me per se. Although I have heard some really, really sweet daddy little girl audios that I really adore, because the idea of being looked after is really, really adorable to me. Daddy little boy, I haven't really heard it. Can't imagine it doing anything for me. Deep throating. Yes. Definitely want to practice that more. I like the idea of having a guy so deep in my mouth and just letting him fuck my throat. I really need to learn how to breathe better though, because right now I gag and that's less fun. Discipline. I'm a brat. Discipline and I do not get along ever at all. yes, I do like discipline, sort of. We have an awkward relationship. Doctor or nurse play, because I am a student nurse, that's a little awkward for me. It's too close to home for me to like that. Domination, as in me being dominant? No. I have tried it a couple of times. I'm the gentlest femdom ever, and it's kind of adorable and a little embarrassing. But it was fun when I tried it. If you want a really, really sweet and adorable dom, then give me a call. Otherwise, if you want someone who's going to be mean to you, find someone else. Double penetration. I have done it with toys. It's fantastic. I would like to try it with people, although I'm really not sure of the physics of it. I feel like I would almost need an extra person just to act as the director to make sure that everything's going in the right direction. Duct tape. That is not a sex thing for me at all. Duct tape is for fixing stuff. Although, had I duct tape, I would have repaired one of my floggers with it, because my flogger broke the first time I used it, which was depressing. I used electrical tape to fix it. It looks pretty badass. Earplugs. Earplugs. Yeah. I definitely... Same part of blindfold. Sensory deprivation seems pretty fucking awesome to me. Yeah. The corporal one time had me tied down to a bed and had noise-canceling headset on and a blindfold. And after simply telling me, "Don't you dare fucking come," turned a Hitachi on, put it between my legs, and then turned on the headphones, which was just an audio of women moaning and begging and everything. That was awesome. That was so awesome. Electro torture, I have not practiced. I have not tried. I am not sure how that would go, but being a sensation slut, I might be worth practicing. Exhibitionism. Accidental exhibitionism, maybe? Okay, I am an exhibitionist as long as I know everybody who's watching is wanting to watch. I'm not gonna, like, flash anyone, but, I have no problems being on camera and showing off. As long as I know the people watching want to watch it, yeah. Eye contact is, actually, I like it, and it's really hot, but it has to be enforced for me. I'm not good at making eye contact. I tend to look around a lot, and so being told to look someone in the eyes is fucking hot. That's pretty awesome. Face riding, receiving or giving. I have not really tried this a whole lot. I know it's silly, but I'm kind of scared of like collapsing on the person. But then again, I'm 69 and that's pretty awesome. So yeah, I don't know. And to have someone sitting on my face seems like that would be also pretty awesome. Face slapping, in very small doses with a whole lot of dirty talk. Fuck yes. Like one slap in a scene or two is fucking glorious. That was amazing. I haven't really done it a lot though. Like it was just one or two times where it like definitely worked. Facial, again, that's a mess and I have to clean it up after. So if it's really going to turn you on, okay, you can come on my face, but, I'm going to want to run and clean up really quick. Fear. I wouldn't say I like fear, but I love anticipation. The one time the corporal came to see me and, I was out in the kitchen or something and I knew he was putting on his uniform and I wanted to go into my room where he was. And at the same time, I didn't. I had no idea what he had planned. And then he came out full uniform, everything, and just like grabbed me by the arm and like dragged me into my room. And oh, so fucking hot. I wasn't scared though at all, but oh my god, I was, yeah, the anticipation and kind of a little bit of nervous anxiety as to what was going on is fucking amazing. Feathers. I'm a sensation whore. Bring it all. Tease me. Yes. Tickle me. This could be fun. I will flail and scream a lot though if you tickle me. feet. As in another person's feet, do absolutely nothing for me. If you want to worship my feet, please. I will let you worship my feet all day. You can rub them, you can kiss them, you can do whatever you want with them. I am absolutely okay with that. Fellatio, yes! I love giving blowjobs. They're fun. They're fun. That goes back to cockplay, I guess. I do love giving blowjobs. Feminization. Okay, I don't... If it turned a guy on, I might. Although I have a weird relationship with, like, gender norms anyway. So if someone were to, like, feminize me, that would be interesting. Try and turn me into a lady. That would be a little bit weird for me, but it would be kind of fun. Fetish wear. That's such a huge topic. What, I mean, oh my god. Where do you even begin with fetish wear? Okay, so, leather is super hot. I love leather. I would wear more leather if I could, but... My problem is, I sweat. I have yet to find a nice leather item that is not problematic in that department. Same, so, I like, for me, PVC and latex is, like, right out. I could not. That said, I have a lovely collection of tiny little skirts and, some cute crop tops and a few cheap corsets that I really adore. So yeah. Fingering. Oh, fuck me, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Fire play. I am a little bit of a pyro, so fire play sounds like it could be a lot of fun. I would definitely want to be with someone experienced and whatnot to do that, because that sounds like it could be dangerous. Fish hooking. Which I guess is when you are giving a blowjob and you're like sticking the cock, head of the cock into your cheek so that it looks like you're on a hook. Or, I guess, okay, so I've heard of fish hooking as that, and then also there's gags that, like, just pull the corners of your mouth apart. Or just using fingers? Okay. I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that before, and I can't, it doesn't seem like it would be my thing, but if you turn somebody on, I'm good giving in game. Fisting. I have not ever done that, and I don't think I ever intend to, unless somebody had really small hands, and then maybe? flogging. Oh, flogging. Yes, 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 I do enjoy it, and I want it more, and I want to learn all sorts of different things with floggers. I have two. I want more. I want to learn all about them. Following orders. Nope, doesn't turn me on at all to be given or follow orders. Nope. I'm a brat. Yes, give me orders, and yes, please. Gags. I have a ball gag. It's pretty fantastic. I have made a bit gag out of rope. It seems pretty awesome. Cleave, I don't know. Hand. A hand would be also a useful gag. A ratchet, I'm not unsure. I have a ring gag, which is pretty awesome. I have two, actually, and I haven't had a chance to use them all that much, because I'm not sure the corporal fits. Gangbang. That's an interesting idea. I'm not sure how I would fare. I think I would get overwhelmed in a gangbang. So as long as I'm allowed to get overwhelmed, sure. If anyone anticipates me actually responding to things in a gangbang, that might not work out. Gas masks. I have a gas mask, and I kind of like it. It's really nice for cutting off air without dangerously cutting off. Well, I mean, I guess it's always dangerous to cut off air, but the corporal seems pretty good at figuring out when to let me breathe again. So playing with the gas mask has been a lot of fun. Genital bondage. I don't know. Haven't tried it. Tying up a cock sounds like kind of fun, but I'm not sure how that worked. Glory hole. No, I'm not all that keen on anonymousness in sex. I like to know my partner, so that's kind of doesn't do anything for me. Gloves. I have a pair of opera gloves that I really like. They feel pretty good. And I just sensation. If somebody were to touch me with gloves, I think that would be kind of awesome. Golden showers. I'm not sure I could receive, but if my partner was really that into it, I could probably give them a golden shower. Probably. Group sex sounds like a fun time. That sounds like good fun. Gunplay, that scares me because I know I know too much about guns. Don't be playing with guns. Unless it's like an absolute for sure fake gun, then maybe we could try it, but no real guns. Hair pulling, yes. As long as you're pulling like all my hair, don't be pulling out like little chunks of my hair because that hurts like a bitch. Hairbrushes, I don't actually have any hairbrushes. I use a comb. So if you're spanking me with a hairbrush, sure, why not? Hand jobs, yeah, sure. I've tried to give hand jobs. I always end up using my mouth. it's just there, and I want to lick it. Harnesses. I have tied a few rope harnesses on myself, and I love the way they feel. Love it. Headphones. Okay, headphones different from earplugs. I guess I was talking about whatever. I've already told that story in the earlier one. They're good. being held down. Fuck. Yes. I do. Especially, like, if there's no bondage or anything involved and I'm just being, like, physically held down. Super hot. Hogtied? I haven't been. I would like to try it. Hoods. Or, I'm guessing, kind of gimp mask sort of things. No. I'm not sure. Depending on what it was made out of, if it made me sweat, I probably would not be able to handle it, but the whole full sensory cutoff thing might be kind of awesome. That's hard to say. Horse, I'm guessing pony play, and no, not really. A hostage scene might be kind of fun to act out, actually. that would definitely have to be something, like, negotiated and whatnot, but that sounds like it could be kind of fun. Hot wax. I really want to try hot wax, even though there is a certain amount of fucking terrified about that, but the idea and some of the things I've heard about it, dripping hot wax seems like an amazing idea, as long as it was, like, just straight paraffin and whatnot. That, yeah. Hot wax sounds like fun. Humiliation. I'm not sure. I don't think I'm okay with it. Yeah. I'm really, 'cause there's like humiliation and degradation, and I'm not sure where that lies. I don't mind being called a dirty whore or a slut, but if the intent is to degrade or humiliate me, I don't think I like that. I don't know, it's complicated. Ice. Oh, fuck, ice. Yes. Ah, yes, I do like ice. Impact play, soft or hard. I don't like too much pain, but yeah. Yeah, you can hit me. I'd be okay with that. Impregnation fantasy. I can act it, but I'm not. I know too much about how pregnancy happens for me to run a impregnation fantasy. Like every time I see an impreg thing and somebody's just like, "Oh, I can feel you coming inside me. Oh, yes, I'm pregnant now." No! You don't get pregnant till like a few days later. That's not how that works. So that just, I mean, for me, it's the reality of it. It's just like complete turn off when somebody's like, "Oh yeah. Oh, I can feel you coming. Oh, yes, I can feel. Oh, I'm totally pregnant." It's like, "No, you're not." So that just ruins it for me. Incense, a lot of smells give me a headache, so no. Injections, I would get way too caught up in sterile fields for that to be a good move with me. That's like those straight into nursing rules. Yeah, injections? No, why are we inoculating people during sex? That's not sexy. I'm guessing we're talking about injecting other things in other places, and still, I don't think that does anything for me. Interracial? Okay, I definitely do like seeing different people with different people, but I'm not sure that that's any particular kink for me. Interrogation. Oh God, forever ago I had a boyfriend who was really quite closeted about a lot of things, and we did an interrogation scene, and it was super awkward because we hadn't discussed anything ahead of time. Also, it was only like dry humping because we weren't having sex. And it was super awkward and it was super ridiculous and it was kind of hot. So I feel like an interrogation scene with some actual planning would be kind of nice.